Intentional: How to Finish What You Start. This is the author, Chris Bailey. To my teachers, the scientists, educators, monks, and mentors who nurtured in me a sense of self-direction, this book is for you. A quick AI statement. The other day, I was chatting with a friendly new acquaintance when he said something that took me aback, that he doesn't read books anymore. He used to love them, but feels as though he now can't trust them in this age of artificial intelligence. After all, how can he be sure that a book was written by a human and not by some algorithm? As an author of 3 books, and now 4, welcome, what he said surprised me. But on some level, I also agreed with him. As a reader, I want to know that an author didn't phone it in, that they wrote a book themselves. Hence, this short statement before we jump into the audiobook. The fundamental premise of this book is that the key to goal attainment is doubling down on how intentional we are. In this way, human intentionality is not only beautiful, but also profoundly powerful. By turning our intentions into actions, we can go our own way to accomplish the things we truly want to get out of life. There is nothing wrong with automatic behavior. Habits are extraordinarily powerful too, for example. But to attain many of our goals, we must act deliberately, with intention. That is what this book is about. While we perform around half of our actions out of habit, 40 to 45% of them, this book is about the other half of our actions, the intentional half. As such, it felt plain wrong to use AI at all in writing this book. I stubbornly didn't even run the manuscript through my grammar checker of choice once I saw that it had introduced features powered by artificial intelligence. At the end of the day, I wanted to be able to say that I wrote this book, as I can with the others. So here's my quick AI statement. Every part of this book was written by me, Chris, except where it was edited by my lovely editors at Penguin Random House. The only exception is the notes section at the very back, which cites the research articles I read and referenced while writing this book. I love reading these papers, but I can't stand formatting the references for them. I didn't use AI to format these references because I got a hand with them from a colleague. Thanks, Dana. But if it weren't for her help, I honestly probably would have used AI. In the past, I couldn't stand this part of the writing process and would have been more than comfortable with its covering for me here. This is, in my view, the rightful place that AI should have in our workflows. It should do the drudgery, not the art. As this book goes to print, the dust is still settling with how these new technologies will affect books and, more broadly, the publishing industry, not to mention other forms of art. My personal hope is that a book remains something that is handcrafted, not generated, that there is a general repulsion for and rejection of art generated by AI that is passed off as being created by a human. Time will tell whether this will be the case, and a lot of dust still has to settle, but I have hope. For now, though, I'll do my best to keep creating work that you will find practically useful and interesting. I'll be doing this work myself, standing not on the shoulders of machines, but of researchers, scientists, and those who helped me along the way, who are thanked in the acknowledgments. The humans. Chapter 0. Elusive Goals. When I was growing up, much to my chagrin, my parents always made me do one extracurricular sports-related activity. Honestly, they probably just wanted me to get out of the house. If I had things my way, I would have much preferred to stay at home to read or program on the computer. But alas, I had to choose a sport. For a while, my sport of choice was karate, largely because the sensei